It's our second visit to Salah al-Din. Syrian army has restored order here. Foreign-backed armed groups have declared a tactical withdrawal, blaming it on their sponsoring countries for shortage of weapons, manpower, and ammunition. But there is something different in this visit. We didn't have to hide from snipers. We didn't have to run from wall to wall trying to avoid someone sitting a kilometer away trying to kill anything that moves.
As I have promised you during your last visit a few days ago, we have managed to defeat the armed gangs, and within the next 24 hours, people will start returning to their homes.
Syrian army soldiers have led their way into the heart of Salah al-Din, where armed men were killed and their comrades burned their body in an attempt to hide their true identity. The smell of dead bodies was everywhere in Salah al-Din. Syrians say the unrest is not only fueled with foreign-made ammunition and bombs, but also with foreign fighters.
Armed gangs use every mean possible to kill us, to horrify civilians, and to destroy our society. But we promise our fellow Syrians that we are their army and we will not back down until our mission is completed.
While we were walking on the streets of Salah al-Din, foreign-backed armed groups announced through media outlets their tactical withdrawal from the neighborhood.
This is Salah al-Din neighborhood. This is Bab Amr of Aleppo. This is where the Syrian army have actually won another war against terrorism, as the Syrian army call it. As the Syrians say, they will not back down until all armed groups are out of Aleppo. Maya Nasser, Press TV, from Aleppo.